Socialist students lead school and college walkouts in US. Students here considering organizing walkouts against Trump should take inspiration from the success of socialist students US on Inauguration Day. Hannah Burge of Socialist Alternative reports. On the 20th of January, thousands of high school and college students at over 40 campuses and cities across the US participated in walkouts organized by Socialist Students US. In Seattle, a total of 2,000 students walked out of 15 schools, including college campuses, high schools, and middle schools. Many came together for a Socialist Students organized mass rally at Seattle Central College. There, Socialist Students member SGEG explained how movements of workers and young people had fought for and won most major progressive gains of the past century, including against Republican administrations. Civil disobedience. Seattle City Councilor and Socialist Alternative member Kshama Sawant spoke about the important example of the bold student walkouts, which defied Seattle school board warnings. She said more disruptive actions like these will be needed in the age of Trump, because symbolic protest will not be enough. We need to build mass nonviolent civil disobedience. In Minneapolis, the University of Minnesota Socialist Students walkout started with a rally of 400 people, before joining forces with Augsburg College students, and then converging with the #NODAPL and immigrant rights rallies, to create a 1,000-strong march to City Hall. Socialist Students organizer Tyler Vassar addressed the joint rally, calling to combine our movements for the greatest possible resistance to Trump's agenda. Socialist students in New York City organized with a grassroots coalition including Socialist Alternative, the Democratic Socialists of America, Occupy Kensington, and Metropolitan Council on Housing. The joint protest had a crowd of over 1,000 at the Trump Building on Wall Street. At UC Berkeley in California, a crowd of 2,000 was joined by several hundred Berkeley High students. At UCLA, students held a rally at the campus main library where speakers from socialist students, trade unions, and student groups addressed an electrified crowd. In Boston, socialist students joined with 150 striking dining hall workers from Northeastern University to fight against anti-worker, anti-immigrant attacks. Later that evening they converged with Socialist Alternative's mass rally of 4,000 that called for a united defense of reproductive rights and healthcare. Despite intimidation tactics deployed by the Worcester School Administration, over 100 students walked out from four area high schools, along with Worcester State University and Clark University. Ohio State University and University of Cincinnati walkouts attracted hundreds of students, becoming the largest political demonstrations organized at both campuses in decades. Chicago socialist students helped organize a walkout with Evanston Township High School, ETHS, on the 24th of January. Over 400 students marched out. The anti-Trump walkouts underscore the enormous importance of youth in movements, and of radical youth organizations like Socialist Students. From the anti-Vietnam War movement, to the Occupy movement, to combating sexual assault on college campuses, young people have historically been at the forefront of struggles. Socialist Students organizer Cole Wirich summed up the rebellion of youth against Trump, and the predatory system of capitalism. There's this saying, that the youth will inherit the earth. But that's not true about our generation. If we want this world, we have to fight for it.